BJ and Jamie.
I always feel like romper room when people tell us their name on Textnado. So hi to Sarah.
Hi, Sarah.
Hello, Sarah. So good. All right, anyway. Let's get to this morning. First of all, happy Friday, right?
Yeah.
Happy Friday. So excited. It's going to be a great weekend, all cozy.
Yes, it will.
Yeah.
Maybe I should unplug it and plug it back.
I think.
They always say that works.
They do. I've been telling you it's fuzzy. And then, oh, I heard it even when you unplugged it. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Now it's back.
Now go, Nope, it's still there. Still there. All right, it's fine. You know what? I don't think that you should ever expect everything to work perfectly.
No.
Right?
No.
I mean, it's to have Friday. That kind of expectation with, come on. Yeah. You can only do what you can do. What? That was like a word. Like, that's like a poster. You can only do what you can do? That's huh? That's amazing.
Only so much within my control.
Yes, friend.
That's all I can do.
That's all you can do. Okay. Anyway, let's. That was a reminder to call my son.
Sounds like an ice cream truck.
No, that was a reminder to call my son.
I thought it was an ice cream truck. No, I want to get an ice cream.
I got to call my kid.
Down there real quick.
It was a reminder. I had to tell him something about school. So.
I'm thinking about starting an ice cream truck in our neighborhood. I may not drive it. I may have somebody else drive it.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking about buying one. We don't have a truck.
Well, we used to have a truck, and it was this guy that couldn't keep his freezer running. Uh-huh. And so when you get the SpongeBob ice cream on a stick, the gumballs eyes would just fall out on the pavement.
Oh, so it wasn't anywhere near cold enough.
And then he would be like, oh, I'm so sorry.
You just have to put a generator in there with a deep freezer, right?
Yeah.
And just let it run.
I haven't seen an ice cream truck in our town in like, 5 years.
Going away.
Yeah.
It really is. And I think there's a profit to be made.
You know what? I think you have something because the food trucks are back. So why not do ice cream and maybe like something for the parents, like cocktails and ice cream?
Funnel cakes.
Ooh, that'd be good.
You know, funnel cakes. Make funnel cakes right there on the on your front porch.
Are there rules now where you can't just drive around and ask tiny children to come up to your van?
No, I don't know if you have to have a license or not. I haven't looked into it that far, but I've noticed
I'm sure you have to have a food license.
There's no truck. We used to have a really shabby truck that used to come through the neighborhood, and no kid would go up to it because the guy, it looked like the ice cream truck that you see on The Simpsons.
I think we must have had the same guy.
Yeah.
And did the music go like this?
Yeah.
Like the record player was broken?
Had like a speaker, one of those old speakers on top, and that thing, it was like... It's like when the truck slowed down, the music slowed down.
I used to throw my kid in the car without a car seat, throw him in the car, and we'd chase down that damn thing.
Yeah, I think it would be a big hit in the neighborhood.
It was like $4 for the SpongeBob ice cream bar.
Oh, yeah, you can charge whatever.
Shoot.
Mark that stuff up, buy it for 50 cents, sell it for $8.
That might, if this doesn't work out for us,
I know.
I'll go in with you.
Yeah, and we could get a fleet of trucks and hit all these neighborhoods.
I'm in. Can we call it like BJ and Jamie's ice cream bonanza?
Sure we can. We can do whatever.
Creamapalooza?
No. Let's not go there.
That didn't sound right.
No, it didn't.
No.
We'll come up with a
Treatapalooza. No, I'm just thinking of names. Sean, do you have any names? Sean?
Let's see. The BJ truck?
My name's on it, too.
Oh, right. BJ and Jamie truck.
Oh, my God. Well, that's a great name. Thanks.
I included you, B and the J. Truck.
Okay, fine. Whatever. Yeah.
It stood for both of you.
Let's see here. There's some weird news going on. I don't know. None of it's really fun. Like, it's all just weird political crap. And I'm really not in the political mood today.
Like what?
I don't know. Like Snoop Dogg, he smoked some pot outside the White House. If you want that audio, here it is.
Why you voting and doing all this other I'm at the White House smoking the president.
There's that one.
I don't even know what he said.
He said a bunch of beeps.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's his natural tongue, the beep.
I guess then George Lopez got in a fight after at a Hooters because somebody, I guess he made a joke. Who made a joke, Sean?
The patron made a joke about the president towards George Lopez.
Okay.
Because George is way against Trump. And then he kept kind of badgering him and filming him. And this is when George had had enough and he was leaving the restaurant.
All right, here it is.
Here comes my boy, George. Jorge Lopez. He's a badass. Look at him. He wants to fight me. Hello. George wants to fight me. George wants to fight me.
Just attacked him.
I think he got charged yesterday.
He did.
Yeah, I think fight happened like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, it did?
Yeah.
Oh, God. So that's what I was saying. You were like what? But I don't have anything
I
fun.
I think he was just charged yesterday. I got one for you.
Okay.
You want it?
Here's a fun one. Yeah.
Yeah. Here's a good one. And it's a little bit political, but it's at least it's kind of funny. All right. So on Twitter yesterday, did you see all the postings of people that wanted to donate their ribs to Ruth Ginsburg?
Oh, my God.
They did.
They did not.
Yes, yes. There were tons of posts yesterday, people saying that Ruthie could take whatever organ she wants. She just needs to stay alive.
Stay alive, Ruthie!
I thought, can you donate a rib?
No, I don't think so. I think you can have it removed, but I don't think...
They have to break it to get it out of there, right?
Saw it off? I don't think you can attach it back in with all the tissue.
I don't think you can either. Yeah. I think that's kind of dumb. I don't think you can donate ribs.
No, I think you... And I don't think you can fix them, right? But, God, they are supposed to be painful.
They say she's up and moving again.
Really?
Ruth Ginsburg from the Supreme Court fell in her office a couple of nights ago and broke 3 ribs.
You know, when my mom had cancer, she broke 2 of her ribs. And it, like, you can't even breathe. You can't even suck in air. It hurts so bad.
I hear it's
awful. That's pretty amazing she's up and walk around. Sean, did you break one? Why'd you say it is?
I broke a rib once, and it was terrible. It was horrible. I broke it with a lawnmower. It was a stupid accident, and it hurt for about 6 months.
Thank you.
Just wanted you to know.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
She's in a lot of pain.
So there you go. It's confirmed that it does hurt.
It does hurt. Yeah.
Do you have one? Because I did a story.
No.
You did a story.
No,
I mean, we've done a circle. Like, I did my mom. He did himself. What do you?
I did Ruth.
I know, but we were doing our own. We made it made it about us, and you didn't bother.
No, I've broken so many bones. Tons of bones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wrist. Collarbone.
I don't even want to say it out loud. I've never broken a bone.
Really?
Ever. Is that crazy?
Yeah, it's some hurt worse than others.
Anyway, all right. Meg Ryan is engaged to John Mellencamp. I love this story. I knew they'd get together again. Yeah. Oh, it's like Justin Bieber going back with Selena. Except for that didn't work out. Yeah. Anyway, it's not really like that. Meg Ryan and John Mellencamp. Remember when they were together in like 2011? They dated for 3 years. Everything was great. And then we were like, whoa, what just happened?
Yeah.
And then John Mellencamp started dating Christie Brinkley.
Yeah.
And we were like, what? Why would you do that to Meg? Well, anyway, they got back together in 2017, and now they're engaged.
Wow, you think this is going to work out?
Yes.
Oh, they're off and on a lot.
They are, but they're back together for reals.
Okay.
Sources say the couple started putting together a wedding-like celebration earlier this year, and on Wednesday, Meg was wearing a gigantic engagement ring. By the way, Meg Ryan is 56 years old. She has a 26-year-old son with her first husband, weirdo Dennis Quaid, and a daughter she adopted in 2006. John Mellencamp, 67. Oh, I didn't know there was 11 years between them, that he was that much older.
He's 67?
I had no idea.
Wow.
I thought she was as old as he was. Yep. Anyway, has been married 3 times. This will be his 4th marriage.
Oh, boy.
And he has 5 kids. One of the kids is on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. What's her name? She's blonde.
Got me on that one.
She likes horses. She has a husband that does security stuff.
Yeah, I don't know.
You don't know her name from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills?
No, I wouldn't know. I have no idea who he married.
Maybe Sean knows. Sean, do you know?
Is it Teddy?
It is Teddy. Sean, thank you. It's Teddy. That's right.
Teddy it is.
It's Teddy.
Teddy for $100,
Sean. I like her on that show. She's really down to earth. But she does talk about her childhood as John Mellencamp as her father.
Yeah.
And basically what she kind of said is that they were living this extraordinary lifestyle. And then one day her dad and mom got in a divorce. And then the next thing she knew, she didn't like have any money.
Wow.
She was kind of like... Wait, we just had this mansion, and our dad was John Mellencamp, and then He married somebody else, and we were kind of like, we don't have any money. So she kind of was raised with no money.
Jeez.
I know. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, that's a bit of a shock, too.
Yeah, right.
You know, that's all you're used to.
And then all of a sudden, your mom is a single mom, and I don't know. Crazy. I mean, and then when I say no money, I'm sure that she got plenty of...
Yeah, I started to say, the guy's probably worth several millions of dollars.
For sure. You would think
that no money to them is probably a couple of mil.
Yeah. But when you go from a Bel Air mansion and then all of a sudden you have to be in a regular house in Burbank, you feel poor.
Yeah.
Where the rest of us would be like, I'm rich. I have a house.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner. Oh, are you so sad?
Oh, I am.
So sad. It's officially done. They are divorced. So what they did is they didn't go through the court system. They hired, I didn't know you could do this. They hired a private attorney to, judge that basically just did all the paperwork and submitted the final documents to an L.A. County Superior Court judge. The judge signed off on Wednesday, and Ben and Jen are now single.
You can pay a judge?
That's what I said. I didn't know you could do
that.
Hire
a judge?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yep.
Where do you get that? Judges are us?
Maybe. They didn't go through lawyers. They hired a woman to mediate the entire divorce, and then they shared joint custody of their kids. They didn't have a...
I'm all for it.
A me, too.
Yeah, I am all for it. These people that hire attorneys, you think you're going to get a divorce, you're throwing these different barbs at each other, and you get these attorneys involved. All they're going to do is just stretch it out month after month after month. You've got legal fees that are out the wazoo, and it takes forever, and it's just going to take everything that you own goes into the divorce.
The lawyer will have it. There's a reason why they all have mansions.
Yes.
It's because we all pay them.
When you're going to do a divorce, you need to sit down with the other person and say, let's be reasonable here. Let's figure out what we want to do. Let's agree to it. Get it signed. Give it to a judge, and we're done.
I just told that to somebody. I just said, you know what? Calm down. Both of you are up here with your emotions.
Yeah.
Both of you just calm down and be nice to each other and just take a breath. You know?
Yeah. Get rid of the anger, because it's going to cost you everything you have.
Yep. Amen, brother. And they didn't have a prenup, and they sat down, basically like you said, and he's like, I want the recliner. And she said, if you get the recliner, I get the hutch.
Right.
And he said, okay. And she's like, I want the china. And he said, okay, I get the hot tub. Check. And so they just went back and forth.
And you'll come out so much better.
So much better.
And it'll be over with and done, clean cut, finished, over.
Somebody said, I did the same thing on my third divorce.
What the?
Yeah, you hire a judge, sign some papers, it's done. It doesn't cost anything but filing fees.
Well, I'm glad you figured it out by the third divorce.
I wonder after a third divorce if you become one of those people that say, I'll never get married again.
Yeah, kind of like what Brad Pitt is saying.
Yes.
Oh, we should get into that next.
Okay, all right, let's
see. Yeah, because I got a theory on that.
Because what I was going to tell you as my last story is Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie both say they'll never marry again.
They're doomed.
They're never going to marry again.
They're doomed.
What does that mean? That's
my theory is that you shouldn't say that. You should never say never to never to never.
You should
to anything.
Wait, what?
You should never say never to anything.
To nothing. To anything.
To anything.
What about heroin?
Never, never. Look! I'm talking about life decisions, not drug addiction.
Oh, sorry. Sorry. Okay.
Good Lord.
I'm just trying
but
to
no, Brad Pitt says he'll never, ever get married again.
Yeah.
I don't buy it.
Really?
We'll discuss it next.
Okay, all right, cool.
Yeah.
DJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.